Joining us from Tripoli is Muammar Gaddafi's eldest son, Saif Gaddafi.
Bonjour, David.
You speak French.
Oui, and I just want to say merci beaucoup to the French pilot who destroyed my Mercedes SLR Roadster this morning. Isn't that always the case? You get the car washed, and then you look out the window, and it's raining Tomahawk missiles.
How is your father? How is he holding up?
Well, you know, he's got his Dodgers. He loves his Dodgers.
Muammar Gaddafi is a Dodgers fan.
Nothing gives my poppy more pleasure than tinkering in his rape room, force-feeding Werther's Originals to infidel harlots while listening to Vince Scully do Dodger play-by-play. But now NATO's jamming the airwaves, so, you know, someone's been a little bit cranky this week.
Well, let's get to the big question that everybody's wondering. Saif Gaddafi, are you taking over for your poppy?
You know, I was thinking about it, but there's some things I wanted to do first.
For example?
Well, I wanted to get a Eurail pass and backpack across Spain. I wanted to climb the Great Wall of China. I've never killed a Turk.
Has your father spoken to you about taking over?
Poppy's always wanted me to run my own country. You know, make my own mistakes, kill my own people. He's really supportive like that.
So you want your own country?
Yeah. I was going to call it Gaddafi's Follies. I love cabaret and power.
The U.S. has frozen $60 billion of your family's fortune.
Hey, have you heard about this new gay caveman that they found in Prague?
Yeah, I just read it, yeah.
Yeah, it must be something in the water because Prague is one gay city.
So the U.S. has frozen $60 billion.
David, a gay caveman? I bet the morning zoo crew is going to have a field day with that one. Ugh. You never know what Hamash and Hamash is going to say, unless we tell them to say it.
Is your family broke?
No, we have a ton of gold.
You know, I read that's how your father pays his mercenaries in gold.
That and Subway franchises. You know, they're pretty healthy for fast food. My dad is really concerned about heart disease. It's the second biggest killer in Libya.
And what's the number one killer?
Uncle Mort. He's crazy.